Hello, Mike?
Yes.
Hey, Mike, how are you doing today?
I'm fine. Amy, how are you?
I'm blessed. Thank you so much for asking. I appreciate that. Where's Gulf Shores? Is that down on the Gulf Coast?
It is on the Gulf Coast. It's as far south in Alabama as you can get.
And I was born in Mobile. That's pretty far. That's about pretty far south as you can get, too.
Yep, it's Baldwin County. It's in Baldwin, south of Baldwin County, is Gulf Shores.
Yes. All right. Well, as you know, my name's Amy. I'm the specialist in the department that handles the pricing for your area. You were sent over to me to pull up pricing as well as program details for Construction Works and Solutions, LLC. Now, have you considered first page placement for the business before on Google?
I've run Google Ads with my other business before, and it did not work out
mm-hmm.
for me. So I'm mm-hmm. trying to see what y'all are doing.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not talking about the Google Ads. I'm talking about the Google local listing there where the business is physically located. Because you're only targeting a 15-mile radius, you're looking at a flat rate of $199 a month. That is done on a monthly basis, Mike. Now, specifically, mm-hmm. what the program would include for you is complete Google local optimization setup. That's the first page placement there within the local map. Now, I know you've done a search before. You look for remodeling contractor, best remodeler near me, anything like that. That map will pop up with the tiny red dots on it?
Yes.
That's the spot I'm talking about. We're going to list you right there. Now, we also include a full website for the company. I don't see that you have one listed yet. Is there one I'm missing?
No, I don't. And I'm also thinking I have another business, and I would maybe be more inclined to run that through a system like you have.
Okay. What is that business?
It's called Property First Inspections. I'm a home inspector as well.
Nice. Okay.
So that may be more in line
okay.
from a filtering standpoint from my end with if you're going to put it, local. So, you know, those used to be free listings.
They did used to be free, but see, now what's happened is they've been monopolized to the point anybody can go to Google and can submit themselves. There's no guarantee where you're going to show up. You can show up on page 5 or you can show up on page 55, but either way, nobody really goes past that first page, right?
Right.
Yeah, so with this, full disclosure, it takes approximately 30 to 45 days to achieve complete placement on the first page. It can happen, and I have seen it happen sooner, but I like to fully disclose everything. The website will be up and running in the first 3 to 5 days. We provide programming for the top 60 directories, Facebook, Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, Yellow Pages, Chamber of Commerce. We hyperlink everything back to the website and to the Google listing itself so it all interacts, pushes you further and further up the page. We help with review monitoring and reputation management. We also help to gain and gather those 5-star reviews. Now, do you have a website for the Property First Inspections?
No, I do not at this time. I do
okay.
own. I did have the domain name. I do own the domain name for the company,
mm-hmm.
But the website is down. I hired someone else to help me last year, and they totally messed it up. And
okay.
then they shut down my original website that I had. I don't know what happened. So we'll have
okay.
to get some. I have to figure that out.
We can help you. We can help you. It's already included
yeah.
in the package. There's nothing additional for that. That's why I'm asking, okay?
Sure. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Full
we
disclosure
take
on my end, I'm letting you know I've had some, you know,
bad
they did
experience.
Not do a very good job. And then they took my website as well that I built 100 years ago.
Mm.
I don't know, like they owned it. Anyway.
Mm-hmm.
For your home inspectors, do you have a listing? Do you have a place available for a home inspector in this Gulf Shores area?
Let me take a look here. Let me see what we can do. I'm messaging over.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking right now because I have that address. It's 1144 West Beach Boulevard. Is that correct? I found a Google listing here
that is
for it. So because you...
Yeah, that's my physical address.
Unit
like
1D.
You know, can you help
Perfect.
Me
Perfect. We can.
That, can you help me with... There's an issue I'm having with them.
What is that?
For some reason, the verification process, the phone number is wrong. It's been wrong for a very long time on that
okay.
listing.
Okay.
And
mm-hmm.
I can't get that phone number, and so my phone's not ringing. I'm listed on there. I'm on the front
mm-hmm.
page, but
mm-hmm.
I can't get re-verified with the new phone number. Can you help me with that? And I'll pay
absolutely.
A flat fee to get that straightened out.
No, absolutely. We can absolutely get that taken care of for you. That's exactly what we do. We've been doing this for 17 years. We have a Google Premier
right.
partnership. We will resubmit with the proper phone number. I'm not sure how an 855 number got on there for a local listing anyhow.
It was a It was a toll-free number. 855 is a toll-free number.
I understand that, but generally Google doesn't allow that. Yeah. Maybe years ago.
I used it years ago when they first started doing local when I was living somewhere else. When I moved down here, I changed the number and did everything to re-verify, and then they kicked it out, and then I could not get it verified.
Okay. Well, we could definitely take care of that for you, Mike. That's no problem at all. No problem at all. And we can promote it on the first page. We can straighten out the website. We can get all that squared away for you. Now, the great thing about it is you do get complete tracking and reporting on the entire thing as well. So we don't expect you to take our word for it. We earn your business month in, month out. And with this, you're going to be able to have a complete tracking and reporting system that allows you to go in, upload new photos, change any content that you choose to. I'm looking here. So on the Facebook, there's a phone number, 251-213-3072. Is that the correct number?
That is the correct number.
And then I have the website domain that's attached. Of course, there's no content. PropertyFirstInspections.com. Is that the one you own?
That is it.
Is that where you would want us to write the content to?
Sure. It matches my company name.
Okay. So to get everything set up, is your first name officially Mike or Michael?
Michael. My home inspector's license will say Michael Marion.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And I have Marion. Yes, sir. Email?
It's propertyfirstinspections@gmail.com.
You're going to see two consecutive emails come through right now. They're from me, Amy Nelson. I'm at localsplash.com. It's going to be labeled Google Advertising. The second one is going to be labeled Client Dashboard and Analytics. So this is going to give you an overview of the tracking and reporting system, and it's going to also give you an outline of literally everything that I have promised to provide for you in writing. Okay?
Perfect. Yes,
now, the phone number that we're speaking on, is this the best phone number for us to get a hold of you on and the clients are to call
this
the number
personal,
on Facebook?
Yes, this is my personal number, which most people call when I have agents or whoever that know me to do things and do work. This is the one most people use. But no, the 213 number is my Google listing number for a reason, because everybody likes to call and sell you stuff once you get listed on Google, so that that filters out my call. So this is my personal number, and the 213 is my other number.
And we'll keep it so. We'll keep it so. When we contact you, we will contact you. My technicians will contact you from our 877 number. You'll know it's them. It's always the same 877 number. We don't try to trick you. We, we understand.
Yes,
you have to deal with a lot of that. Gobbledygook, yes. So I always let you know we're going to be calling you from our 877 number. Now, this phone number we're speaking on, I'm going to send out a series of text messages, the first of which is my direct phone number and extension line. The second one is a number for client support, and the third is going to be a six-minute YouTube tutorial that walks you through the tracking and reporting system. Now, I do when I schedule your client onboarding, which we're going to schedule it for tomorrow, Michael, for a time that's good for you, at that point, they're going to ask for the login credentials for the Google My Business as well as for the website domain so we can get started on everything right away, okay?
Sure.
Do you have a logo for the business or do you need one?
I had one. I have to check and see if it's still on there.
Okay.
It was on the website.
I'll put may need. May need. We include one with the package. No worry. Okay.
I'm looking at this. It says pricing $199 month to month. Is that as a no contract deal? Is that how that
There's
works?
No contract. We do ask for a 2-month verbal commitment. We ask that you, and I read that during the voice verification. We ask for you to stay with us a minimum of 2 months. You agree to that. Everything is paid on a month to month basis. Okay.
Sure. So if it's not seem to working after that, we can.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. Absolutely.
That's fair enough, because you'll have to do a lot of work. You'll have to do a lot of work. Get 2 months worth of work for sure.
We're going to get you. We're going to work it out for you. Absolutely. 100%.
That was one of the first ones listed on Google back when, like, as you're aware of, I had 800 number and they didn't have a problem with it. And this was years ago when Google Local first started. So, I mean, many, many years ago, 10 or 12 years ago. And it was doing really well until I moved and I was unable to get the number changed. And then they just completely... I guess I got flags in their system, and after that I could not get it verified.
Well, you didn't get flagged to the point of suspension, so that's good. Okay, I can still see
right.
the listing.
Right.
So that's good. So that means it's
right.
still fixable is what that means. Even in suspension, we can still fix them, but it just requires
okay.
a little longer. It's just a matter of timing is what it is. So I'm putting here that you will give us credit to manage and re-verify. Understands that re-verification is needed. Okay. I put in here that you had that toll-free number once the number changed.
Mm-hmm. I even tried to contact the 855 number to buy it back from them, and I couldn't get anybody to let me have it.
Those stinkers.
It is a mess.
It wasn't it, though. It sounds like it
yeah.
was. Holy
yeah,
cow.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
I didn't think it'd be that difficult. I just want to change the number, no big deal, and move on. No.
Right. Right.
Things have changed from when I started, you know? So anyway.
Yeah, I understand. I absolutely understand. Now, are you offering all general home inspection?
Yeah, I can do commercial and home inspections.
Commercial and home. Do you offer any radon
yes,
testing,
yes.
anything like that?
No, I don't do any ancillaries at this time. I do not.
Okay, all righty. And then, do you have any other authorized users you want to put on the account, Michael?
No, ma'am. It's just
okay.
me.
Just you. All righty. Hours of operation, sir?
You can put 7 to 7.
Okay. Monday through Friday?
You can put Saturday on there.
Okay. Monday through Saturday, 7 to 7?
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
All righty. Okay. You have all licensing, insurance, and tax ID information?
Yes.
Okay. The next thing is scheduling the client onboarding appointment. I have available appointment time tomorrow morning starting as early as between 9 and 10 a.m. The technician can take your client onboarding if you want. We block off the entire hour in case the tech's finishing up with the call in front of you. We do not anticipate the call taking an hour. However, we just want to make sure everybody gets all their questions answered. So that's why we block off the entire hour. The call itself usually takes about 20, 30 minutes. So I have available appointment time starting between 9 and 10 Central Standard Time, all clear all the way through to between 5 and 6. Which time frame is best for you?
9 to 10 is fine.
Perfect. Technician's going to call you from that 877 number as promised. Right now, you're going to receive an email notification that's going to say local splash CIEN client interview English. It will have your first and last name as well as your phone number. This is a placeholder you can drop directly into your Google Calendar once you click accept if you choose to do that. And it will give you a reminder before the appointment. Our technicians send out a text as well as email 1 hour before the appointment. If for any reason you're unable to keep that appointment time, please just reach out to us, text back, call back, whatever, you know, and say, hey, I need to push in an hour, or I need 2 hours, or I need 2 days, or whatever it is that you might need so that we can get it properly managed. The client onboarding is the first step to getting the re-verification and everything squared away, so we do strongly recommend that you get it taken care of as quickly as possible for us, okay?
Okay.
Now, the next thing is I'm going to read a voice verification that's going to outline the service agreement with Local Splash. It will go over the fact that the pricing is month to month, that there is going to be no contract after that 2-month verbal commitment. But first, in order to secure your listing today, Michael, is it your name on the card, the business name, or both?
Hang on, I got to look.
Mm-hmm.
It's mine.
Is there any middle initial?
It is. L.
L? I knew you were going to say L. Isn't that strange that I knew that?
Yeah, it is.
Just in my heart. I don't know. I just knew you were going to say an L. I think that's kind of weird sometimes. That happens to me.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. Okay. And the billing address on that card, is it the 1144 West Beach Boulevard?
Yes.
All right, that's Gulf Shores, Alabama, 36542. Is that a Visa, MasterCard, Amex, or Discover?
Just 1 second. I'm going to double check something.
Mm-hmm.
I don't normally just give out my information.
Sure. take your time.
I'm looking at all the stuff right now.
Absolutely. Please take your time.
Doing a little bit of research here.
No worries.
Kind of wish y'all would just send an invoice.
I don't have a way to send an invoice. I can send you login credentials and walk you through how to go in and put your card number in yourself if you want to do that. I will still have to click the pay button myself, but it will log out the card information if you prefer to do it that way.
Yeah, I think I would. I don't like getting over the phone.
No worries.
That's perfectly fine.
You're not going to hurt my feelings. Not even a little bit. Give me just 1 second. Let me get your login credentials sent out to you. So you're in your email now, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Give me one moment. Okay. Here we go. I'm sending an email to you now that's going to say login credentials to your advanced reporting. And then, let me see here. It's going to take a moment to process and get through to you. Are you in front of a computer or are you on your mobile device?
I'm on the computer.
Okay, so if you want to go ahead and punch into the computer and put my.localsplash.com, it's going to take you to a screen asking for a username and password. And then I have those credentials for you. Username is going to be the phone number for the business, 251-279-0150.
Hang on, repeat the phone number, please.
Phone number is 251-279-0150.
That's not the right number either. Where'd that one come from? Get the one that was listed?
That's the number that's listed. 251-279-0150 is the number that's listed.
Okay, give me 1 second, please.
Take your time.
I think that's not the right phone number. Okay, it should be 213-3072.
Right, that's the number for the Google listing, but the phone number that you and I are speaking on, the one that we secure your account with, is the cell phone number ending in 0150, correct?
I got you. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to make sure I'm on the same page. I got you.
Sorry. Yeah, I got you. No worries. We'll take you through many times as it takes. We'll get there.
Okay,
so once you punch in those credentials, it's going to it should take you to a profile. Tell me what you're seeing.
I didn't get the password.
Okay, the password's all lowercase. I sent it via text as well. So the password is all lowercase, cool money.
Cool. Okay, yeah, I got terms of experience.
You're going to have to go down, and the terms there are you're going to have to bypass them for the moment, or you can choose. He has to bypass the terms for the moment, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. How do you bypass them? Okay, so just click confirm, and it will bypass the terms.
It's asking me for the signature.
It's asking for the signature.
Yes, yeah, so just click confirm without typing his name.
He said just click confirm without typing your name in.
I got it. Hold on. Yeah, I've got to check a box. There's another box to check.
Yeah, the box. Accepting. You're the person who's making the purchase today on behalf of the company.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Now, what does your screen say? Does it show the profile where it's? Go ahead.
It says reactivate account.
Okay, click the X in the right hand corner.
I don't have one. I got my name in the right hand corner.
Okay, name in the right hand. What's that?
And my initials right next to it.
Okay, you should be able to click on those initials, and it's going to give you a drop down that says that has your name. When you click on that initials, it's going to give you the business info. So you're able to go in, you're able to put in, it's going to say personal info, it's going to say billing, it's going to say password, business information, terms and conditions, customer support. Do you see that?
Okay, it let me do everything except click on that.
Okay, can you click on account settings?
Business info.
Mm-hmm. And then business info, and then right below that it should say Michael L. Marion, and it should have an MM in a circle. Do you see that? And then when you click on that in the right hand corner, it's going to say account settings or log out.
It will now. I've got it now.
There you go. So you go into account settings, and then you're going to go into billing, which is the third one down. And then as soon as that opens up in the left-hand corner, it's going to have a back button, and it's going to say payment info.
Yes, ma'am.
You click on that payment info. You go ahead and put in your information. You don't have to fill out the first name, last name, all that. You just have to put the card information in and the expiration year and the security code and click update for me. And then once you do that, then it will prompt me to be able to go ahead and complete the transaction.
I've got a different billing address for my card.
Okay, cool. Okay, you have a different billing address for the card?
Yeah, I'll have to put it in.
Okay, go ahead and put it in then.
Okay, do I click on a reactivate account now?
Did you update everything?
I did.
Okay, it's all in there. All right, now let me see here. I have to press the pay button. Give me a moment. All right, well, Michael, I'd like to be the first to welcome and congratulate you for going with Local Splash. We look forward to meeting all of your marketing needs. Now, the next thing I'm going to do is I'm going to read this voice verification, just outlining the service agreement with Local Splash, and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. In order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording, please state the name of the business as it should read on the first page of Google.
Property First Inspections.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Mike Marion, owner.
Mike, are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes, I am.
Are you the authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes, I am.
In order to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 hours to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from Local Splash?
Yes, I do.
In hiring our company, Local Splash, as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged for today's date, which is March 8, 2022, in the discounted non-refundable amount of $199. This is a true flat rate. This rate will bill again on the 8th day of every month. If you choose to pause or discontinue your service with Local Splash, you're welcome to do so anytime within 3 billing days of May 8th. So you would need to call to cancel or pause your subscription with Local Splash by May 5th of 2022. Do you agree and understand these renewal and cancellation terms?
Okay, repeat the May 5th again so I can understand what that means.
If you need it, so say you're getting bombarded with business or you're going out of town or for whatever reason you want to pause the campaign, or even if you want to cancel the campaign, you need to give us 3 days notice from the billing. So the billing happens on the 8th of every month, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You would need to just give us notice by the 5th.
Of May. Okay, got it. Understand.
Okay.
That.
All right, so you agree.
I do have a question I should have already asked.
Yes, sir.
Okay, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Now, if it doesn't work out, mm-hmm. Do I lose my listing that I already have?
No.
As long as it's documented that I already do have it, even though it's not quite working, there is a listing
yes,
there. I don't want to lose
it. There is.
That.
And no, you're the owner of
like I lost
listing.
My website.
Exactly. No, you're the owner of the listing, and what we want to do is
okay.
Provide the programming. So we're gonna show you how to sign
sure.
us on as managers, not ownership. And you don't ever let anybody have ownership of any of that. If somebody needs the credentials,
right.
anybody needs the credentials, it's to log on as manager. That's all we want to do is so that we can go in and program, but don't ever let anybody have ownership over any of that, okay?
No, and they didn't, but what they did is they did not re-upload my website, and I lost it. So I had an original website. They overwrote it, and then they did not put the old one back. That's
yeah.
why I don't
sorry.
Have a website.
That's
that makes sense.
Terrible. No, it
I still
really
own it. I still
I'm
own
so
it.
Sorry that you had to go through that.
They were supposed to like sister site it and mirror whatever they call it,
mm-hmm,
and then
mm-hmm.
if things fell through, they were supposed to just reactivate that one to that date and move forward, and
right,
they
right,
didn't
right.
do it, and it's completely gone. They deleted it. Basically, it's gone. So I couldn't even do it myself.
Oh boy.
So
that's
yeah,
awful.
Years of working on a website got gone.
Yeah. I'm sorry you had to go through that,
okay.
but we're here to help you. All right.
So
your client
as long as I own my business listing, I'm good.
Yes, you own your business listing and you are good. So your client onboarding set
okay.
for tomorrow between 9 and 10 a.m. That tech's going to call you from our 877 number, okay?
Sounds great.
All right. You have a blessed day. Thank you for your time, Mr. Marion, thank you for your
That's
time.
Okay.
I appreciate it.
Yes, Amy.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.